2018 will be an important year for the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. April 2018 will mark the 50th anniversary of King's assassination in Memphis, Tennessee. Communities across the nation have been remembering King's legacy in January since 1986, and Craighead County has been no exception. I'm joined with one of the organizers for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade for Craighead County, Dr. Lonnie Williams. He is also the Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at Arkansas State University, which, in full disclosure, is the license holder for KASU. And we're here to talk about the parade and Dr. King's legacy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Brandon.
All right, so last year, 2017, was a monumental day for the parade. It was the 15th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Okay, so looking back and then looking to today, did you ever think that the parade would go on this long, that the event would go on this long?
You know, that's a good question, and never did. Just thankful and pleased that it has, because as this generation that was alive during Dr. King's time frame and knew what he stood for, as we progress and get older, you know, our involvement may get a little bit less. So we're glad to see that this younger generation is taking a part in it and is carrying on and becoming a part of it and making his legacy continue. So, yes, we're, even though surprised, but we're still very thankful that it is still going on and people have an interest in it.
You said that the theme of the parade this year is the color of love. What made you guys decide that theme?
Pastor Ray Scales came up with that. Now, he said it's a national theme, and that may be the case. And you can think in terms of all the violence and stuff that's been going on the past couple of years. That gives the color of love, really makes you want to put that question forth and see what we can do to bring about some unity and some harmony across this country. I think it's a befitting thing to talk about the color of love and how much love is actually needed in today's world, with this program being the forefront and being a leader in trying to achieve that and on the mission, following the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King.
This parade actually coincides with the 50th anniversary of an unfortunate act, which was Dr. King's assassination. Beforehand, we talked about where you were, you know, when it happened, and you said you were in eighth grade?
Yes, I was in eighth grade. And see, during that time frame, there were still a lot of just black schools, not predominantly black, but black high schools, segregated schools in Arkansas. And I was in one of those segregated schools, all-black school called Carver High School in Stevens, Arkansas. So, you know, the black schools were big proponents of the following of Dr. King. People were trying to achieve equality along the way. What do they call it? Freedom of choice. Schools had just opened up in 1966, where a person could actually decide which of the two schools they wanted to attend. The segregated black school or the segregated white school. So you had a choice to integrate or desegregate, rather, the white schools if you want to. So this was 2 years after that. And so it was a terrible thing that following day, and when everyone was talking about it in school, because, you know, a person not just was out doing good for black America, but was out actually trying to do good to make America something great, had actually been assassinated. Yeah, not died, but had been assassinated. Yes.
Wow. So what was the mood like?
To say it was a somber mood would truly be an understatement. Seemed like hope was lost. Who's going to step up now? What's going to happen to the movement now? Will we get any justice in this ordeal? Do we regress back to where we were prior to his involvement in moving the civil rights movement forward, the bad treatment that people were receiving during the civil rights, all that kind of stuff just came out into your mind as to what's going to happen now. So it was a dark time, truly a dark time in America's history.
So as we reflect on Dr. King's legacy and looking at how things are today, what should people get out of the events, you know, for the festivities on Martin Luther King Day?
I think people will hopefully understand that it's not over. You know, we don't march just to commemorate his birthday. We march to commemorate the accomplishments that were there. And we also march to remind folks that it's not over. And unfortunately, with the violence and stuff that are going, racial violence and turbulence that has been going on the last couple of years here in America, and even more present now with the election of our new president, there's a big reminder out there to folks, it's not over. And so there's a need for this parade, for people to actually come out and support that idea that there is still work to be done, now more so than in the beginning. Because as we think that because schools have been integrated, that it's been over, because we've had an African-American president, that is, things are better. But it's just a matter of opinion. But the facts show that things are not necessarily better. Just because economically we're just a little bit better, socially, some things get better, other things take their place to make things worse.
So what do you think it will take for things to get better?
Sad to say, generally it takes folks coming together over some tragedy to realize that these things that they've been putting aside as major things are just petty differences. So, but hopefully we can make this happen without some other type tragedies that we keep having that's going to force us to realize, as we keep saying America is one nation under God, that we truly are. And hopefully it doesn't take a big tragedy to bring everyone to that line of thinking where we all get on the bandwagon and start looking at each other as truly as Americans and not someone who's different and need to be handled differently, so to speak.
Okay. Dr. Lonnie Williams, he is with the Northeast Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Planning Committee of Craighead County. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The events will begin on Sunday evening at 3 with a youth program at Fullness of Joy Ministries in Jonesboro. They will continue on Monday with the parade at 10 a.m. along Johnson Avenue, followed by a program beginning at noon at the Arkansas State University Fowler Center. The president of the Craighead County NAACP, Reverend Kirby Newsom, will be the keynote speaker. You can find more details about this and other community events on our website, kasu.org. For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor.